We are in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, still in the middle of Shin Samach Gimel, the halachas of Mavoi and the Lechi on Daf Resh Chav Beis and Alf on Sif Chav Gimel. There's an Achas Lamala and Achas Lamata, as the dish brings the picture. You have one higher up, let's say it's on some type of boards that are on the wall, and one is lower down. So we view the upper one as if it's lower down. I mean, this obviously related to what we had mentioned in the previous sif. When you have two beams side by side, now you have two beams, one is high, one is lower. So we view the upper one as if it's lower down. And the lower one as if it's higher up. As long as the upper one is not above 20 amas, and as long as the lower one is not below 10 tvachim. And also, you can't have between them three tvachim. Not in the gap of height. Not in the gap of distance. When you see them, this one going down, this one going up, to be precise, until like you have one on the side of the other one. But some disqualify the case we just described. So he says, "Kam bala heis revuz." He's coming to add on the chiddush al sefer koydim on the previous paragraph. The fe'lim lo ha'yush de'ha'koyreis that even if you didn't have the two beams, shame b'kolach as a kabla ruach that as we spoke about that each one doesn't have enough to hold to have a brick. I'm just b'shava. Even if they're not standing equal, alach is given mechaberet. Even if one is higher than the other, one is shloshet vachem until three tvachim. Gam kim shared slugim mekosh. I mean, right v'chulu because we say this concept. As if this one is lower and this one is higher. So we see the upper one as if it's lower down. And we see the lower one as if it's higher up. Which then what it means to say is, oh yes, says Rashi. Meaning, obviously not bringing this one down, that one up, because then they're going to be inverted. But it means to say either one or the other. As long as the upper one should not be above me'asrim and the lower one not beneath ten tefachim, etc. Because dima lemaila me'asrim. Because if it's above 20 amas, as a fellow tachton is smukla b'toch shlosh tefachim. Even if the low one is nearer within three tefachim, lo yamrina. We don't say ki lekilamatim esrim as if it's beneath 20 amas. Given out to him at this welcome bustle, because now it's in the it's worth qualified area. So if the low one is beneath 10 tvachim, but you're in the smukhla b'tuk shlash tvachim, and the upper one is within 3 tvachim of it. As if the low one is equal to the upper one. Because now it does not have a qualified halacha of a beam. Now you can't go on to the next stage to say, oh, well, we'll say this concept of equaling them out. Sivkot 9. But so when you see them, this one going down, this one going up, b'kavon, or it's lem, what it means to say, b'chuban, it's fine, that is, d'afilim, n'akshav, k'ra, yod, zu, l'mat, k'tas, that even if we're going to say, okay, we're going to view this as if this went down a little bit, but d'akhtoin, also, l'mat, k'tas, and the low one went up a little bit, ashenas, zu, k'neget, zu, b'shava, until that, like, they're side by side, l'yu, az, m'rechokin, and then they shouldn't be far, rak, pach, m'shlej, t'vachim, rather, only less than three t'vachim, then it's possible to say love the canabas of Akkadim de Rishina, like we said in the previous paragraph in the first opinion. Sivkar 9 Zayin, VS Paislim, some disqualified. Mishab the Skulu, they hold Lemina Roy in this Al Yayin of Akkul. We don't say this concept. Avgav will come on, Behil Chasoka, Bazim, Turf Rish Lamina, Pasik Machab, Sheet specific. Machabas rules very simply. The masikah chumabuvel. If the schach is mixed up, echel amal, echel amat. One's higher, one's lower. They make b'nei shlosh tvachim. You don't have between them three tvachim number. You don't love it. Then we do say love it. Shani hachir is different. Be in the shiur doing the kabbalah riach because we also need to have that it should be fit to accept a half a brick. Brick. Echel amal, echel amat. One is higher, one's lower. In doing the kabbalah riach says el shabbos lemaisa. It's not fit to carry half a brick, and that's pshat in the b'yesh poislam. I know that is the film. That even if one is just a tefach higher than another one, gam kilaman, it's not going to be effective. The film under the shavu mamish, and even if they're really side by side, this opinion held kadesh now, like the second opinion that we mentioned, being daf kashis mukhazakalachaber, that literally have to be one near the other one, lo yesh mit tefach, not more than a tefach. Because veli rabbi, the rabbi reis yishlach b'kadeshu, and one should be stringent like this opinion.
Sivchav dal. Paris ala kaira mavtel. So we spread it on the crossbeam, a mat. Then the gaza the karka, and it doesn't reach all the way to the ground. Same gevayim arch leshet tvachem. If it's above the ground 3 tvachem, so it's actually going to be disqualified. Shekisa kaira ben nirus, because what happened is you covered the crossbeam. That's not visible. Ubat lemiras kaira, now it's nullified from being a crossbeam. Umechizik amkin, and it's also not a partition. Kimish gevayim arch leshet, because it is above the ground by 3 tvachem. Al nich kaira chab. But if you left a wide beam, and the meshechet kses lamat masar, and even though it extends a little bit into beneath 10 tvachem. Ksher, it's going to be kosher. Says Mishbura, Sivkat Na'in Ches. So you spread on over the crossbeam, a machtelas, a mat. Why do you do this? Because actually, Shurat Liyap is Kochet. They actually want to make it better, the power of permissibility. So he spread on it a mat to become Kshar Lakos, so it's toast tied to the wall, Shloy turned into Haruch, that the wind shouldn't blow it. Kadesh Yelashem Mechizikam, besides the crossbeam, let me make it even better, add a partition also. Actually, Sivkat Na'in Ches, Psula. If it's above 3 tvachim on the ground, he made it disqualified. Even if the mat itself has a height of 10 tvachim. Sivkat pay, why? Because you cover the crossbeam, and there, it's not visible. So there's no sign. It's not recognizable, that which is the whole point. And it's also not a mechitza, because it's above 3 tvachim on the ground. Sivkat pay av. But if the kairu ruchava, if the crossbeam itself is wide, but right, so what it means to say is like this. So ruchava is 10 tvachim, it's 10 tvachim wide. I mean, I would have thought to say, given ruchava kokar, since it's so wide, shrei mechitza, that would have the name of a mechitza, and actual loishim kair would not have the name of a crossbeam. Now, mechitza kshem ena, now it's not a valid mechitza, about the hog of Eben Lord's harbor, because it's very high off the ground. It could be mechitza, like we said just before with the mat. That's what we're saying, that it's going to be kashm, they got loose, because the fact of its largest loinus bottom and shem kair doesn't lose from it the name of a crossbeam. Mechitza shan, the case of the mat is different, the chitza is a kair, because that's coming the crossbeam and the keris, and if it's not recognizable, but the crossbeam itself could be a large size, siv cotton pay bays, and even if in the mshech it's ksas l'mat masar, even if it extends a little bit beneath 10 tvachim, it's going to be kosher. Now, kamachin is kosher. But many later authorities find his words difficult because the mashma shon the shanzak from his words to bolash me like as if he's coming to tell us the chiddush. Now, filik ksas makay rechava. So even if some of the wide crossbeam nichnas b'teich asar tvachim atachtem shel mavi comes within the bottom 10 tvachim of the mavi, gam kein the kosher. It's also going to be kosher because I mean we say oh right, this makes a zekil and we view this little bit as if it's not there. Vakay men zrokel mal masar, and that the crossbeam is only above 10 tvachim. Which is like the validity of a crossbeam, like we'll see in Sivchavav. The truth is not the case. Because if a little bit of the width of the crossbeam enters into the airspace of the lower 10 tvachim, so it's disqualified. Because we need to have the airspace of the mavah until the crossbeam must start tvachim nafka, has to be 10 tvachim. And if it's coming in the airspace, it's going to make it less than 10 tvachim. So therefore, it cannot be like the simple understanding of his words. If they stuck in two bent pegs on the two walls of the mavi, and the bending extends within the mavi, and they put the crossbeam on top of it, like the Dirsha 68 brings the picture, that you see that it's narrow and it's also above, and these pegs are holding it. Now, they say this tefach. Now, the pegs themselves are not a handrest. Shehu, which as a continuum of base, sheer kari, that is the measurement of what a crossbeam could be. For liyas nachshem kikar, that they could be considered as a crossbeam, they don't have that qualification. So the halacha is like this. Im in gevayim kas amavish shleish, if they're not above the height of the walls of the mavi 3 tvachim, and the im in ziyastin shleish, and also their bend of the length, of the width of the mavi is also not going to be 3 tvachim. Sure, then it's going to be kasher. We view the crossbeam as if they're on the walls of the mavi, and also as if the crossbeam is touching the mavi. But if the height or the bend has 3 tvachim, psula, then it's going to be disqualified. Says the Mishbura, Sivkut and Pei Gimel. So you stuck two pegs that are kumas, that are bent al shnei v'chulu on the two walls of the mavi. Ritzlam what it means to say is, I'm just saying, say this al shnei v'chulu on the two walls of the mavi, that the pegs were standing on the two sides on the slant. V'rishem boltis l'mal m'gub v'ksalm, and their heads are sticking out above of the height of the walls. Simkan pay dal the nasakar lemi, you put the crossbeam on top of them. It's what it means to say is vishkan shnei races. There's two floors over here. Achas number one, the inim anachas akar al kris mamish, that the crossbeam is not literally on the wall itself. Rakba avim al mala ala, you say it's rather above the airspace that's on the pegs. And shen is number two, so it's in height. Number two, that kari gitzara ma urech hashetach shbe shnei gitzalm, it's also too short along the length of the width that's between the two walls. Moreover, Sibkut and Behave, Ain Bay Yasid is Tefach, and the pegs are not a Tefach, because the Yavi Yasid is Rachab Tefach, if the pegs themselves were with a Tefach, so we wouldn't be bothered by that the crossbeam is narrow, is too short. Because then the pegs themselves would be considered as part of the crossbeam, because they would have the Sheva Tefach. But they don't. Sibkut and Behave off. So if it's not a distance of 3 Tefachim, And either way, Ksher v'chul, it's going to be kosher because we view it as if it's the cross beam is touching the walls. Because the mamash, in Gibran, may say it's because of the tavachim, this, that, the pegs themselves are not above the height of the walls of the mavi three tavachim, and the chavod remei. So we say that the cross beam, we say chavod remei, the hainu, that is kila kari nech, but the nishpal esik sum, as if the cross beam was pushed down and lowered down near the wall. Now, v'afsha then cuts it, although it was lowered down, but it's still too short. But Kivin Shemin to Yasin Shalashay the Shalashay, since the bend of the pegs don't have three tvachim, and Kin, that's the case, I carry in Rechik Shalashay tvachim Akasalim, comes out that in length, the crossbeam is not a distance of three tvachim from the wall, so Amrin Lava, then we say Lava, that we view it as extended. Sivkun Pei Zayin, but if there is a gap of three tvachim, they're disqualified, because the Bashir Shalashay, because when there's a measure of three tvachim, Lemin Chavayk Bekai, we don't say we view it lower down by the crossbeam. And Shartin Nunches says that even though by a crossbeam that's a tefach, we say in general chavod remei, even if it's very high, here it's different because we need to have the kaira on the mavi, and more than three tvachim, it's not recognizable, says Tisus. And will I love it? We're not going to say love it. That the bend extends within the mavi, because he says if it extends outside, what's going to help to say chavod remei, but the kaira is going to be beyond the mavi, and it's going to be disqualified, like we said in Sefer Yudal, it has to be within the area of the mavi. Some of the deer shoes, Yishu number 65. So, Mishnah Berurah explained the Yesh Paislim that says even if it's a tefach above the other one, it's also not going to be effective. So, it has between them even less than a tefach, as the way the Shar Tzinn is Mitzayin and Sivkun and Beis. Because the source of the words are from the Biag Graner, right? So, the reasoning of this opinion holds is disqualified, because you don't say Raim as if they're neighbor child. For that reason, it's going to be disqualified even less than a tefach, since also over here you don't say Raim. Another the Mugin of Ram explains the reason that the opinion holds is disqualified a different way. It holds like the Yeshayim that the Shulchan Aruch brought in Sivcha Beis, that you need to have that the crossbeam should be near each other within the Tefach. And the reason is because since you need to have that it's appropriate to place on top of them this Ariach, this have a brick, and if they're not near each other within the Tefach, it's not appropriate to put on them the Ariach. But the Shartzin has been saying also the Sefer Beg the Yesh, and he explains the reason of the Shita like the Mugin of Ram. And he writes that even less than the Tefach is going to be possible because when one is higher than the other one, it's not appropriate to put on the Ariach, even if the gap between them is less than the Tefach. So that's different than side by side with Netafach versus one above the other. And that's the Chaz Nesh explains where's the Mishnah Berurah that even less than Netafach is made possible because Lamais it's not fit to put on the Ariach. Shartin is saying those are the words of Pirma Gadam, and his intention is that Pirma Gadam writes that according to Magen Avraham, a Tefach is kosher because since you could put on it like this on the Ariach. Dish number 66, Mishnah Berurah said the Eli Rabbi writes to be Machm like this Paislim. Now, if he plays a crossbeam that's a width of two or three tvachim on an alach, and the diagonal Chaz Nish writes that according to this opinion, it's possible even though the crossbeam hovers over a tefach of the ground of the mavi, because it's like it is like many beams one above the other one, that neither one then can hold the tefach because it's on a diagonal, and it's not similar to a circular kaira where it has in the circumference three tvachim, because there at least you have a width of a tefach in one area which is in the middle of the circle, and so to a bent kaira it has a share of a width of a tefach in one area, which is not the case over here. This is number 67. The measurement of the largest of the machzelas that should be considered as covering the crossbeam. The chazanish is not sure because the chayra, if the crossbeam is sticking out beneath, so it's not considered covered. He's also not sure in the way that the machzelas completes the thickness of the share of the tefach of the chayra. Is it considered as part of the chayra, or still not? No, you have to cut off what comes down from the chayra towards the bottom. And he writes that maybe the share of what's sticking out towards the bottom is three tefachim, and maybe everything depends on the situation. If it should be recognizable, that's not any more part of the chayra. Dish number 69. Mishnah Berurah had brought that the Kaira, since it's not, once you say Chavit Rami, is not far away three tefachim from the walls, so then you could say Lavin. So in this halacha, in truth, Rabbi Kibbe Eki proves that you don't combine two halacha Mishnah Berurah together as one to validate if it's in the way that it's possible to say one of them only after you say the other one. Like the pin of the round in the beginning of the sukkah, that you don't qualify to kashra sukkah from the halacha of Devin Akuma, a bent wall, if the walls don't actually touch the schach, because to be considered as Devin Akuma would only be after you say gurasik, as if the walls are touching the schach. And therefore, if the kaira is above from the walls three tvachim, where you cannot say lavad only after you say the halacha of chavayit, it's not going to be kashra. But if it's not high three tvachim, that's what he said, it's going to be kashra, because it's impossible to say the halacha of lavad, even without having first the halacha of chavayit. Chaznish wonders on this word, says, no, even when it's not three tvachim high, you still cannot say love, but only after you say the halach of chavod, because since the crossbeam is a little bit less than three tvachim in height, and it's narrower, a little bit of less than three tvachim from the mavi walls, so you still have with the halachs and the diagonal from where the actual crossbeam is right now to the walls of mavi is going to be three tvachim, because the diagonal has a greater distance. Comes out that the crossbeam is further away from the walls of mavi than three tvachim, and then by default you do have to say first chavod to lower down the crossbeam, and only then you say halach of love. So actually from this question, he actually says from the person that's still get the exact opposite of Rukunaga, that you do say two halacha mishum zinus, even when you can't say one of them, only have to say the other one. It means other proofs say this, and he writes that you cannot learn that from the halacha of Dev Mekumet over here, because since you can't compare halacha mishum zinus one to the other, the stipler resolves the opinion of Rukunaga by saying that he's talking about in the case when the shear of lachsin from the end of the crossbeam to the wall is also going to be less than three tvachim.